Oh, Otto. Oh, my God, he's busy. He's going to walk out today. There's no question. All right. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager with Otto. Trusty, beloved, genius. I take the third one back. He's trusty and beloved. Otto, who is, what's he doing? He was looking right out there. Oh, it was a great look he had earlier. He might walk out in the middle, everybody. I just want to warn you that in advance. Anyway, it's the Fireside Chat. I'm the chatter. That's the Fireside. All's good. This is unrehearsed. Now, I just want to remind you that this is fundraising month for PragerU. We would deeply appreciate your contributing. Everything we do is free. And we are touching millions of lives, literally. If you think this is important, so send us a donation. It's as simple as that. I could do a whole opening, but I want to talk to you about Russia. But I could do a whole opening on not enough people feel obligated to pay for things. And I don't want to alienate anybody, but I never say things based on will I alienate or not. I say what I believe to be true and important. I'll just give you one example, which just came to mind, talking about spontaneous. I try to send some donation to virtually every site I use with any frequency, not if I use it once. So, for example, cameras is one of my hobbies. So there are a few camera review sites that I go to. I send these guys contributions. And it's because I don't want to take anything for free. That's how I was raised. And it's a good attitude to have. So I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you. I'm just trying to put it in perspective about that. It's a good thing to pay something for what you use. Okay? Go to PragerU.com and we appreciate whatever you give. Truly whatever you give. Certainly over $100,000. We really, really do appreciate that. Now, that was just dark humor. Okay, we don't expect that. Nathan is working up to that level of contribution, but not everybody can afford that. That's why he's known as Nate the Great, because of his philanthropy. The original was Nate the Great Philanthropist. You know how many now are we going to get? And Nate the Great Philanthropist. By the way, if you know a terrific woman around Nate's age, just throwing it out there. He's a great guy. He's good looking. How tall are you?
Like 5'11".
5'11"? I mean, he's got everything going for him. Well, not everything. He doesn't date enough. Nate. What would your parents think knowing I'm hassling you to get married? I'm serious. I'm very curious what they would think. Would they salute me? Okay, good. You got good parents. So let me talk to you about a super duper serious subject, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Just a few thoughts. My column this week is on the subject if you want to read it in greater detail. There's a lot to say. Most obvious is there's evil in the world. And people work on denying this fact, or they call things that are not evil, evil. Like all the woke stuff that, you know, it's evil that there aren't more black coaches in the NFL. Okay, it's not evil. Evil is an invasion of a country. Okay, let's try to get our perspective clear on what is evil. Well, I'll tell you, though, I must say there were things that bordered on evil, I thought, in the last 2 years. I think giving little kids vaccines, having two-year-olds masked on airplanes, it's not evil like an invasion, but it's truly life-crushing for no good reason. All right, anyway. He's a scary character, Putin. I think he's gotten scarier over time. And To be honest, I don't believe he would have invaded if Donald Trump were president. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump or love Donald Trump. You still have to be intellectually honest. He didn't invade Ukraine. He invaded Ukraine under Barack Obama. He invaded Ukraine under the Joe Biden, but not under Donald Trump. That's a big deal. I think that's a pretty relevant fact. I don't care if America is loved. It's a bonus, but I don't aim for it. I would rather have the bad guys of the world fear America than people walk around loving America. They do love America. You know how we know? Look at how many want to move here. Okay? That's real love. If you want to live in this country, it's not because you have a low esteem. You hold it in low esteem. So that's one aspect, is this is truly evil, and he's a very scary individual, and he wouldn't have done this under Donald Trump because he was scared of Donald Trump, as he should have been. That is the mode of presidency that he exhibited, and that's a very healthy thing, actually. This president kissed his wife while they both wore a mask and thought that was a beautiful symbol of American leadership. I didn't share that view. I was embarrassed as an American. Okay. It all depends on your perspective. What can I say? And there's one other thing worth noting. The environmentalist movement is a major contributor to the invasion. I don't know if there would have been an invasion if Putin did not believe that Europe was dependent on his oil, as opposed to dependent on America for its oil. The environmentalist movement, in the day that Joe Biden was elected, we stopped fracking in most instances, and we have a video on fracking, so you will understand how safe it is. We were a net producer of oil. Now we are in America are a net importer of oil. Would you rather Europe get its oil from good guys or bad guys? If the bad guys think that they control you economically, they feel that they can get away with anything. That was a huge factor. But there is a fanaticism, and it's really a derangement, the environmentalist movement. It truly is. You know how long now? It's now 32 years that we have been warned that in 12 years, it will be too late to stop the existential threat of global warming. First 1990 with Al Gore's book, Earth in the Balance, I believe that was the name. Then he said, 12 years, we have 12 years. Then 12 years later at 2002, nothing changed. We have 12 years and then it's over. It'll be too late to stop the existential threat. By the way, existential threat means threat to the existence of. Do you believe that? You really believe? I'll bet a lot of you do. It's because it's all you've heard. By the way, no one at PragerU, no video at PragerU denies that the Earth is getting warmer. What we do deny is that it's an existential threat. Do you know Bjorn Lomborg, who writes about this regularly in the Wall Street Journal, keeps noting fewer people die each year of heat than in any previous year? Well, why? Isn't that important? Far more people die of cold, incidentally. By the way, the giveaway that the environmentalist movement is interested in simply restructuring society is the fact that they're opposed to nuclear power. If they really believed that we have to get off fossil fuel, then they would be the biggest advocates of nuclear power. Completely non-fossil, completely clean, to use their term, and they're against it. In your lifetime, it is unlikely solar and wind can power a whole world, the whole world. It's a fairy tale. Nuclear power could. And Germany got rid of its nuclear plants and became dependent upon Vladimir Putin. Okay, there's a lot more to say about all of this. Oh, I'll say one more thing. Maybe Ukraine has awakened some people in the West to how precious freedom is. People forget it. In fact, a lot of people have contempt for liberty, like free speech, the most important liberty of all. Just a thought. I have here a letter from a 10-year-old, which is adorable. And I think the powers that be, the people who really run the Fireside Chat, suggested that I read parts of it to you. Dear Mr. Prager, which is already charming. Kids should call adults Mr. They just should. I did, every adult. It was so hard for me to call my parents' friends by their first name when I got older. I did it, but I always felt I was being rude. Anyway, hello to you. This is handwritten, printed out in pencil. Hello to you, Megan and her arm. She was very moved. Oh, this is from Josiah. Hi, Josiah. Nate the Great, Otto, and Snoopy. Oh, and Dennis's arm doesn't count. There you go. It's a 10-year-old effort at humor. And I think it's good. I thought it was damn good. I live in Tustin, California. I love the Fireside Chats, and I like the episode Deconstructing John Oliver on Israel, or something like that. If you like that segment, you're precocious. P-R-E-C-O-I-C-O-C-I-O-U-S. Precocious. Right? 10-year-olds are writing about deconstructing John Oliver on the Middle East? That's impressive. I salute you. You're my kind of guy, Josiah. And let's see, what else? Let's see. My comment on Otto leaving in the middle of a Fireside Chat is no, with 6 exclamation points. That's my comment on his leaving. Oh, no. What timing?
No.
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned it. We're all going no. You can hear the pitter-patter of the famous Otto feet as Nate opens the door for him. I hope Otto thanks him. Well, anyway, it's thank you so much. There's more here, but I have to move on. By the way, let's see, what else did he write? Let's see. One question. What do you think are the top 5 ways to win the war on Christmas? Hope to see you when you speak in California. Sincerely, Josiah. So, we have his last name here, but I'm withholding it. By the way, it's really adorable. He has an arrow next to the city he lives in, an arrow in the margin, and goes, I'm 10 years old. It's really great. I can't come up with 5 right now, but I'll give you 1 that would really, really, really help. I'll give you 2, actually. 1 is that people say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. If somebody says Happy Holidays, answer Merry Christmas and wish people that. Call your business party a Christmas party, not a holiday party. Call your vacation a Christmas vacation, not a holiday vacation. That would all be a big help. And I'm a Jew saying this, just for the record. But Christmas is the holiday it's a national holiday, and I'm a member of that nation called America. B, the vast majority of my fellow citizens treasure that holiday. I treasure it too, actually. So there's no reason I wouldn't be a big advocate for it. The other thing is if people started again decorating their homes for Christmas, at least where I live, there are very few decorations. When I grew up, every home practically had one, and it was Christmas season. It was great. So this week is the publication of my next book. This week, it's a big deal. The Rational Passover Haggadah. By the way, it opens right to left. Don't get confused if you order it, because there's Hebrew text in it, and that goes right to left. This deals with some of the greatest issues of life, like just my Rational Bible series. This is the service of the oldest holiday in the world. Clearly, Jesus observed it. For those of you Christian, it's probably the Last Supper, the Passover Seder. So if you want to understand life and ritual and God, and you like my Rational Bible series, you will love this, the Rational Passover Haggadah. The Haggadah is the service of the evening, but you can read it at any time of the year. And now to your questions. We begin with, hello.
Hi, Dennis. My name's Jazz. I'm 27 and I'm from Bristol in the UK. As 27, I'm quite a late convert to conservatism. I was previously a hardline leftist. And I wondered what you could advise for me to do to catch up with all the people who've had an earlier start. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That was great. That's a great question, Jess. Thank you. Is it Jess or Jess? Jess. Right. Well, first of all, you're not exactly behind much. You're 27. You know, if somebody 67 said, you know, I just realized I had advocated some pretty odd things my whole life, that would be bad. You're 27. Don't worry. So this is not self-serving. It's an honest answer. Watch every PragerU video. You will catch up to a non-left way of thinking very quickly. Watch some of them twice. Read associated works with them. I think same thing with the fireside chat. If you, what number are we, by the way?
228.
228. Wow. Binge watch or binge listen to the fireside chat. That is another way of doing it. And all of that's free. The only thing that would cost you money is to read my book, Still the Best Hope. That's the book that moved Julie Hartman, that Harvard girl, to conservatism. It explains the left and it explains America and their value systems. It's called Still the Best Hope. And I work very, very, very hard on that book. So then there are so many areas to branch out. Read, you know, go to great websites on the internet. There are so many wonderful conservative websites. And you will catch up very quickly. You know why? It's not complex. There are some basic principles like love of liberty, for example, that just make perfect sense. I met a guy, I don't know if I told the story on Fireside Chat, but I don't expect you all to remember. I don't. And I'm the speaker. So I remember what airport, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm tall, 6'4", and I think this guy was taller than me, because it always makes an impression on me. If I meet somebody taller than me, I never forget it. And he's a really good-looking guy. And I'm a guy, and for me to think a guy is good-looking, he's got to be really good-looking, because I don't tend to check out men's looks. Anyway, he was a really good-looking guy, and he stops me, and I would say he was 30. And he goes, oh, Dennis Prager, I love your work, and it was very sweet. He had a tiny, tiny accent. His English was perfect, but I could tell he wasn't American. So where are you from? Norway. And I'll never forget what happened. I say to him, Norway? There are conservatives in Norway? And he says to me, I don't know if I'm conservative. I just know it makes sense. That's all you need to know. I don't care if you call yourself conservative. Just do what makes sense, and you'll end up having our values. That's the key thing to understand. You follow reason, goodness, and common sense, you will end up with a conservative position every single time. Candace, 43, Jazz was 27. Candace was 43 and says, I reside in the birthplace of James Dean, Fairmount, Indiana. My theory is every place in America has a claim to fame. Birthplace of James Dean. There you go. Hello, Dennis, Otto, Megan, and Snoopy, and the young single guy I can never remember behind the scenes. You would remember him if you saw him. You know, Nate, you're going to have to show up. I'm not joking. You can't remain invisible for the rest of the life of the Fireside Chat.
They know his hand now.
They don't know his hand.
He waved once.
Okay, once. If you wave regularly, that'll be fine. You know what? I'm going to write to your parents to send me a picture of you. And even though you're in the room, I'll show the picture. and Mrs. Prager. That's a riot. You're funny, Candace. She is never in the videos, but she puts up with the weekly disruption in her home. This is classic from a woman. There is no man in the world who would write that and note that. Correct? None. But a woman immediately would think, oh my God, this whole, and you're entirely right. She puts up with this disruption. That's exactly right. I wish she would come on. Write millions of letters to me. Put Mrs. Prager or put Sue on. Oh, I would do a whole thing just talking to her. It drives me crazy that she doesn't want to do it. You know, I have a great line about people and her and me, people and she and me, or people and she and I. No, but I did about, so I forget it. And the line, I analyze grammar as I speak. So here is my line. They come for Dennis, but they stay for Sue. Isn't that a good line? And it's true. The only one who doesn't, you know who doesn't come for Dennis? The two dogs. When we come home at every night from, you know, wherever we go to eat or whatever, usually eat out, it's exactly deja vu, exactly. It's truly Groundhog Day. I open the door a little bit, and then Snoopy opens the door the whole way, and followed by Otto, and they both go right past me to Sue. It is as if I do not exist. I am a wood sculpture. Okay. In last week's chat, you talked about Canada and the tyranny they are enduring. The Canadian people are our allies and immediate neighbors. When can we call the tyranny a threat to our allies and liberate them? I'm not for sending in troops to Canada, just for the record. Obviously, this is mostly a satirical question, but I honestly want your opinion on this. Sincerely, Candace. The truth is, we got influenced by the Canadian truckers more than we've influenced Canada to be free. Canada got a lot of its wokeness from the United States. We used to export great ideas to the world. Now we export wokeness. It's a very big change in American life. Too bad. Kit, 14, Wasilla. I assume that's Alaska. Yeah. Hello, Mr. Prager. I recently listened, 14 years old, did I say that? Yeah. I recently listened to a past episode in which you stated that boys are taught to control their aggression, but girls are not taught to control their emotions. God, that she heard this at 14. What a blessing. And it's impressive that you would retain it. What do you recommend to young women who want to increase their control over their emotions? Thank you, and please give Otto and Snoopy a rub for me. Well, you've already achieved 50% of it. You know you have to. Most women in our society, in our time, I don't think this was always true, but I think it is in the last 50 years, don't even know that they have to control their emotions. So half the battle is to be aware that you have to control your emotions. As I've said all of my life, men know they need to control their sexual nature and their aggressive nature. And every parent knows that. But then you ask parents, okay, what does your daughter have to control? And they're stumped. Like, girls come out perfect and boys come out flawed. Both sexes come out equally flawed, just in different ways. So you're already halfway there, just knowing that you have to control your emotions. That when you think about something, you must think about it rationally, not just emotionally. Emotions make us human, but we can't be guided by them. So you're already half the way there. That's right. Control your emotions. Men need to control their emotions too. That's the biggest issue, the emotional control. Okay, Anna 40, Sacramento, California. How do you remain grounded living in La La Land and in this state? I'll tell you exactly how I remain grounded. The same way I would if I lived anywhere. I have grounded principles. And, you know, religion is a big part of it. It's not the only part of it. And the other big part of it is kindred spirits. I stay in Los Angeles because I have so many people I love here. And I mean love. And many people love me. Hopefully the ones I love. And that's how I remain grounded. I am not directly affected by the wokeness of California. I mean, I was because of the mask mandates and that stuff to a certain extent. But, and of course, the taxes, which are ruinous. But other than that, I live a very normal life here with a lot of great people in my life. So that's how I... Look, if you moved to a better state in the United States, if you moved to Texas or Florida or any others that share those values, you'd still have the issue of are you grounded? And that's an important thing to work on. Wyatt, 19, Spring Hill, Tennessee. Hello, Dennis. I'm a young man that's consistently attended church. I believe in God and the values of the Bible seriously. However, those who attend my church are significantly older than myself and share little to no one of my age group. Okay, I'm reading as it's written. How do I find like-minded people my age, he's 19, whom I can connect to and share my values at a church? Thank you, Dennis. I enjoy listening to your insights about life on the Fireside Chat every Thursday night. It is a problem. I acknowledge that. So I would have to ask the Christian young people at PragerU how they meet kindred spirits.
One is PragerForce. They can join.
Oh, they could join PragerForce.
An online community, and they also meet up together.
Yeah, that's a great... I'm glad I posed it... publicly, the question. Yeah, that's right. You're the perfect age for PragerForce. Meet terrific young men and women from all over the world. Everything is a matter of kindred spirits. If you don't find them at church, find them on the internet. Find them at PragerForce. But they're there. Look, it's a lot easier to do at your age than much older when people... just look around and they don't know where they could find friends. But there's a problem with the church because a lot fewer young people go to church than in the past. I have a lot of theories on that. Religious people have not really figured out how to convey the religion to the next generation. I'd like to address that. That's why I wrote my Rational Bible. Because I use reason to convey these values. And it works. Well, I hope you get the Rational Passover Haggadah. I hope you'll contribute to PragerU. I hope you'll have a happy week. I hope Ukraine's gets enough tank destroyers to not have their major cities conquered. A lot of hopes. But they're giving people in the world a lot of encouragement. People love to see people who are strong. You know that the president of Ukraine was a comedian, a professional comedian. That was his work. And as I write in my column, the president of the United States prior to Mr. Biden was a real estate developer. Whether you like Mr. Trump or not, he was courageous. He went against the whole world and against the State Department to move the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. It was the only American embassy not in the capital city of a country. Maybe it's not a great idea to have professional politicians. Just something to think about. Maybe comedians and real estate developers, on average, will have more courage. Just a thought. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'm Dennis Prager. Thank you for watching this video. To help keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.